Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dash Radio Show with your hosts, Don Wright DeBrotz and Peter Mingles.
Thanks for tuning in. To follow our every move, here's what to do. First, click follow at the top of our show. Then, hop on over and subscribe to our blog at www.thedashradioshow.com. Text DASH to 37404 for our upcoming mobile experience. And like us on facebook.com/thedashradio. Thanks, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this fine, fine Wednesday evening. My name is Dawn Wright DeBrotz, and I am here with my partner in crime, Mr. Peter Mingles. Are you here, Sir Peter?
Peter's here.
And we have guests, and we have other guests that are going to join us, and it's going to be a really fun couple of days because 12 years ago, or 15, no, maybe 20 years ago, Scott, I think I'm dating us right now, I think it was 20 years ago when I met our guest. And I've talked a little bit about how I cut my teeth on Amway and Mary Kay, but that I actually had my first success in network marketing with a little company called Aola. And they were a Fedra-based weight loss, and I talked to Jim Turner about this quite upsettedly, and because it was my favorite company, and I absolutely loved their products. And this kind gentleman had written the book, literally, on silver and on ephedra and on all sorts of different things. And my upline presidential, I was just like, who is this guy? Scott Poland, geez, you know, he knows all this stuff. I just got to meet this guy. And the next thing you know, we were at an interesting event that we ended up spending some time, and I got to know Scott, and he taught me all sorts of incredible things about herbs and about the company, and we became friends. And it's interesting how things just, you know, paths cross. And years later, I was sitting here with Clemmer and Associates. Brian Clemmer came out to do a special team meeting for me for a project that was very, very special and dear to me. And Scott had just told me that Aola closed their doors, and I mentioned it to Brian Clemmer, and I was there handing Brian Clemmer the telephone when they said, you got to come to California. And you have never left since, correct? You've been to California. Go ahead.
Actually, I've left California. My wife and I now reside in southern Utah.
Okay.
But I've never left Clemmer.
There you go. So it's an amazing thing how things just happen and all sorts of stars align and dots connect, and people will always end up where they're supposed to be if we pay attention to the cues. So, Scott, you know, you have gone a long way from herbs and lotions and potions, and now your passion is facilitation of personal development. So why don't you give us a little bit about you and Clemmer and how this all came to pass.
Thanks, Dawn. And I have to say what an honor it is being on with you. It
mm-hmm.
feels like being back with family.
Yeah.
It's almost like no matter how far the winds blow us offshore, out into the middle of the ocean, our paths just keep crossing.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned to you earlier, you have been bragging about this man named Peter for nearly 20 years to me. And if he's even a fraction responsible for the amazing person you've become, he's got to be pretty spectacular. So,
oh, nice.
I will only take the credit where the credit is deserved. No assessment of blame anywhere else. Thank you.
You got it. Well, like you had mentioned, my background for many years, I'm kind of with you. Back in my early 20s, I tell people I was an Amway retread twice. I gave it a run twice, and then spent about a 15-year stint with this company called Aola. And the last 7 years I was there, I worked at the corporate level as the director of distributor relations and support. So my job for those years primarily was to help find training for our leadership conferences and bring people into our national conventions, obviously in hope of increasing results. And it happened to be 1 year just following our national convention. I won't list any names, but I brought in some of the premier trainers in the world of direct sales and network marketing, some of the best motivators out there on the planet. and have spent about $65,000 in training budget on that conference. And the day after the conference was over, I remember walking into the president's office and telling him I would never spend another dime of his money until I found something that worked, because I flat out knew, based on my experience and history with most training that's out there, is that we would probably see a small bump in sales for maybe a week to 2 weeks following the conference, and then the numbers would probably drop right back to their previous level. And that day, I'll never forget, I walked out of his office across the hall, and laying on the floor in my office, somebody had slid under my door, an old network marketing publication called the Upline Journal, and the cover article happened to be an article written by a man by the name of Brian Klemmer, and it was entitled "The Three R's That Kill Relationships." And I don't know if you've ever had the experience of reading something and then at the end really getting the impression that the person that wrote it probably knew you better than you knew yourself. And that's the reaction I had. And I called that day demanding to speak to Brian Klemmer, got him on the phone, and that's where this whole journey began. So, and I don't think it's probably as big a shift as it sounds from the world of supplementation and network marketing to the training arena I'm in now, in that I believe direct sales and network marketing is all about personal development anyway, with the product, whatever the gadget, gizmo, or potion or lotion that's being sold as the mechanism to support that. So I've been blessed now for an additional 10 years to be working as a trainer in the industry with something I truly believe produces results.
Absolutely. And, you know, after being someone who has done all of the work, and I was telling Peter this last night, we both have, you know, there's so many really, really gifted and talented people who come through, because as you guys know, if you're in network marketing and multi-level marketing and sales, personal development, leadership development, and sales and go hand in hand. There is no question.
Absolutely.
They're just like two synergistic paths that will not just cross, but they go parallel and they crisscross all along the way. And it's huge amounts of motivation and inspiration and all sorts of internal and external work that needs to go on to be able to command in a leadership role through this industry. And so we were talking about that and how, you know, I give all of the credit to Brian was a protege of William Penn Patrick, one step removed.
Yep.
And, I did all the work, and I just told him, I said, you know, if I had found it when I was 18 instead of when I was 31, good Lord, what my 20s would have been like, you know? So I think it's just such a brilliant thing that, and anyone who chooses to commit their life to perpetuating the work is perpetuating success and financial liberty and health and all of the things that go with it. So I'm so glad that you got to do this and that you chose in with such a great team.
I did. So, I think I truly did.
So we have about 5 minutes till the break, and I don't want to get into some, you know, big thing that we're going to go ahead and get started with. But, tell us a little bit about, you know, what happened with you, you know, large changes in short periods of time that occurred for you.
Well, I'll tell you from what happened for me. When I was originally introduced to this work called Klemmer & Associates, that first conversation I had with Brian Klemmer, as part of the conversation, he said, "Scott, you know, we're a training company. We write and produce books. There's great material people can read, but what we are most effective at is the seminar setting where we can do experience-based training." So he had invited me to travel from Utah at the time up to Seattle, Washington, to a conference, and I will never forget. My thought at the time was, here's a great tool that I can find to bring back to this company to help support me with all these dysfunctional people that I'm working with. So I traveled off to the conference. It didn't take me probably 10 minutes to figure out why. I had been surrounding and attracting to myself people that at some level were dysfunctional. You know, the thinking, the programming I had, if like attracts like, is true. And I had, you know, limiting belief systems around abundance and and my own personal worth, those kinds of things, it would only make sense that I would attract myself by the same. So after having done the work and becoming totally committed to working on myself instead of trying to fix others, I found that I started surrounding myself by more of the dons of the world, people that were big thinkers, big believers, and believed in possibility versus a world of just probability.
Absolutely. You know, and it's amazing when you surround yourself with people who just, I mean, it's hard to, sometimes it's hard to find people that think bigger than you because I know that it's difficult. I surround myself with people like myself. And so when I need to go reach beyond that to go ahead and expand my own belief systems, I have to find people with even bigger belief systems as well. And sometimes, you might turn around and I don't know if you guys tell the story, but, you know, when you've ever seen a bucket of crabs.
Yes.
Tell them a little bit about the bucket of crabs. We got 3 minutes.
Oh, the old story is a gentleman's out on the beach and he has a big pot over a fire and it's booking and it's boiling and he's putting crabs in, and as the crabs are in there, he keeps taking the lid and putting the lid on top of the pot. Somebody comes by and says, you know, why is it we keep putting the lid back on the pot? But at first he puts the lid on the pot, and then he gets all the crabs in, and he no longer puts the lid on the top. And somebody says, you better put that lid back on that pot or all your crabs are going to get out. And he said, well, there's one thing you don't understand about crabs. That is, if one tries to get out of the pot, the other ones will simply reach up and grab onto it and drag it back into the boiling water.
And so for those of you who are sitting out there and you look around and you find yourself going, yeah, I do that too. I surround myself with a bunch of people. I'm living in a bucket of crabs and they're all pulling me back in.
Or worse, I'm one of the crabs.
Yes, exactly. In a couple of minutes, we will come back and Scott will share with you a great deal more. And then we have him for tonight and for tomorrow, so we've got a little bit of time. And Axel, it is about that time.
Do you run a home-based business? Are you looking under every rock for your next superstar diamond in the rough? Are you looking for leads in all the wrong places? Look no more.
If you're a seasoned entrepreneur, you know you need the right tools in place to run your online business effectively.
If you're brand new at your business and you are looking for top-notch training that will take you and your sales team to the next level,
for email marketing, autoresponders, lead management systems, and more, Network Leads is what you need to prospect, communicate, manage, and support your customers and sales organization.
Just go to networkleads.com/the-radio and register for your free lead management system today. You've been listening to The Dash Radio Show with hosts Don Wright DeBronce and Peter Mingles.
Thanks for tuning in. To follow our every move, here's what to do. First, click follow at the top of our show. Then, hop on over and subscribe to our blog at www.the-radioshow.com. Text DASH to 37404 for our upcoming mobile experience. And like us on facebook.com/the-radio. And now, back to the show.
Okay, and welcome everybody back to The Dash. I am Dawn Wright DeBrantz, and we have Peter Mingles here. We've got Bob Adams over there. He's just in and sharing the next 2 days with us. And we have my favorite ever guest, Mr. D. Scott Pullman, on the line with Clemmer & Associates. Scott, why don't you tell these kind of people how to find you, since I don't have a pre-recorded commercial for you. You're going to have to help me do them.
Awesome. We are simple to find. I'm on the internet. Boy, it took us years to come up with this catchy web address. It's www.klemmer.com. Or we can be reached at our toll-free number, which is 800-577-5447.
There you go. And let them know that the Dash sent you.
The Dash did send me. And I have to just chuckle. I love the name The Dash. You know, the reference there in terms of the space between, you know, birth and death. And to me, when I hear that word dash, I think in terms of the 100-yard dash.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's all about living life with a sense of urgency and moving forward. So,
Absolutely. Yeah, Peter was the one who nudged me and said, did you ever hear that poem? And I had, and it was a really perfect time of life that he brought it back to my memory, and it has so many connotations. I'm always thinking a little dash of this, a little smidgen of that. I come from a long line of women in a kitchen, so, you know, and all the spices of life, it has so many good meanings and not a single negative one. So we like it a lot, and it should take us a long way, hopefully. So tell us. Tell us what you're here to tell us. Share with us something, Scott.
Well, I mean, in terms of the dash, I look at that line between birth and death, and I go, oh, that's our period of production in life.
Mm.
That's that period of time where we have an opportunity. As Brian Clemmer used to say, if it's true that you're created in your creator's image, it's your obligation to create. So during that time period of the dash, the commitment or the obligation would be to create as much as you possibly could. And it's one of the primary things that I enjoy about working with this company called Clemmer & Associates is we are all about producing results and producing results in a short period of time. So one of Brian's monikers was always how to produce a large amount of change in a short period of time. And for some of us, we probably have change we've been trying to create for our entire lifetime and not been able to create it. And, you know, people tend to get really excited when they hear that something they've been working on for 20 years, they can be complete on in one or two, or that they can create something like a number 10 relationship with their wife, maybe even someone that's never dreamed that was possible, to be able to create that in, you know, a year, 2 years, or 6 months, whatever the time period happens to look like. Or for people that maybe have been struggling in their network marketing business, you know, I'll never forget a gal named Lisa Chambers. Lisa had been with her direct sales company for 3 years. After 3 years, she was making $300, which is nothing to sneeze at, but with most companies, that's barely going to pay for your personal use product for the month. And one of our workshops, just like the material that we're going to cover on these two radio programs the next two nights, Lisa in 30 days transitioned her income from $300 a month to $3,000 a month, and within 2 years was earning over $10,000 a month, same product, same company, same commission plan. What she changed is in herself to produce a bigger result. So that's what I'd like to focus on today, is how do you produce a large amount of change and do it in a short period of time, and then tomorrow we'll move into an opportunity around, you know, something that all of us have probably at some point in our life struggled with, which is that state of being stuck. I call that place Stuckville, and we probably all at least traveled through Stuckville, if not own property there. We're going to cover how to produce results when you have absolutely no idea what to do.
That's pretty powerful stuff. And I know that I have definitely hung a shingle in Stuckville once or twice. Okay, so tell us, what's the secret?
Well, here's where I think it's always most important to start, is it would probably be dangerous just to assume anyone listening into this program already has a goal or already has a dream in their business. I think it's true in general, at least my experience in working with and training network marketers throughout direct selling folks, is they tend to be hungry. They tend to have a pretty good picture of what they want in life, whereas in a lot of our classes, we have to spend the first 30 minutes to an hour working with people and setting goals, setting dreams, something they want to create in their life. And it's always amazing to me how often people just become content with what they've already created and don't have a desire to create more. One of my favorite stories ever from Brian Clemmer, he used to tell a story or ask questions around dogs. And anyone on the call that has a dog will understand and have a feeling for the context here. And if you've never had one, but you've at least seen one, had an experience, you'll understand what I mean. But Brian used to ask people, so based on your experience of dogs, do dogs like bones? Well, what would you imagine by far the most common answer is?
Yes, for sure.
answer is almost always, yeah, of course dogs like bones. Well, one thing that, you know, I learned from Brian really early on is there's nothing wrong with thinking differently than average thinkers think. And Brian used to say, I'm going to suggest a different answer. I'm going to suggest dogs do not like bones. What dogs like is steak. And if you don't believe it, go get a big, juicy T-bone steak from the butcher and have him give you just the old, you know, an old, you know, fried, dried-out bone. Put both of those on the floor, bring Fido into the room. How many times out of 100 do you think Fido is going to go for the bone?
Yeah, they're probably going to go for the bone. Or for the steak, excuse me.
Absolutely. Every time the dog's going to the steak, and I guarantee you if Fido were setting your table at home, it wouldn't be Fido that's eating the bone. That's what we'd get. And the purpose of his message wasn't to say that dogs dislike bones. It's just that they prefer steak. And his purpose in telling that lesson or telling that story was always, you know, I'd look at him and go, Brian, I don't get the point. What is it you're trying to get across? And he used to look back and say, where in your life are you just like that dog? What are you settling for? Man, I'll tell you, I have a dog. It's a beast of a dog. He's almost 2.5 pounds, a Chihuahua. And half the reason I have a dog is so that I constantly have an opportunity to look back at my dog and ask myself questions like, am I okay being a year older but nowhere closer to retirement? Or am I okay having pictures of imaginary people, you know, friends and family hanging in my cubicle? Or am I okay, you know, having a mediocre marriage when I know what I deserve is a spectacular marriage? Or am I okay producing only half the results I know I could be making in my direct sales business? So one thing I want to make sure that everybody is clear on is having a goal, being hungry for something, and constantly asking ourselves, where in my life am I settling, and could I go create something more? Once somebody has something they're hungry for and they're ready to move, then we can start working on, now what are the options I have to be able to produce that result in a short period of time. Like, I'll give you an example. Gal Nora Sharif Borden, she happens to be a senior national director with Mary Kay. That's one of the pink Cadillac driving gals. I had an opportunity to work with her a year ago December in one of our trainings. At the time, she shared that her volume had pretty much been stagnant for a little bit over 2 years, had seen very little growth in her group, got really hungry to produce bigger results. And as a result of applying the technique we're going to cover on the show tomorrow and some additional work that we did in a seminar room, she produced a 57% increase in her volume, in her income, 57% increase in her income in 90 days.
It's amazing. And, you know, I have had similar experiences. And so when I first found this work, and I set my first financial goal, I realized the power of setting an actual goal and the power of the subconscious mind to go ahead and get a picture of it and actually go ahead and just create and manifest. And once somebody gets this, it's so crazy. It's like I just walked around picturing everything, going, I'm going to have this and I'm going to have that. And I just did it and did it and did it over and over and over. So how do we get these people where do we go? And how do we, when we're just starting with people, and this is something that's so important because, you know, we get an hour every single day that we go ahead and we touch people's lives here. And then, you know, you get these little micro moments with people along the way. And I don't mean to derail you because I know that we're going in a specific direction. But, you know, how do we give that little bit of that little taste to people as we see people along the way? How do you plant the seeds?
Awesome. That's a brilliant question. And it's not the easiest thing in the world to plant seeds by. One clearly is just in life, in using and applying the principles. And when people see you producing results, obviously they're always curious in knowing, you know, how you're doing it. What's your secret to success? I always call those people in any organization or any downline, they're the lightning rods. They're the people through which all the volume, all the growth seems to be happening, and people are always looking to the lightning rods for the answers. You know, I guarantee you anyone that's been a director, a presidential, a gold, diamond, a ruby, any of the top pay levels with any network marketing company has been to a leadership conference or a national convention somewhere, and by far the most common question they hear is, so what is your secret to success? So part of it, obviously, is helping people find those secrets, find those tools. And I've got some really good news. The good news is you talk to anyone that's gotten themselves to that level of success in the business, they'll tell you that they utilized one of three mechanisms, one of three ways of coaching and training to get there. The good news is there are three ways, based on my experience in the industry in over 20 years and in life in general. The bad news is that two of the three tend not to work. And the folks listening in already know that. The first thing that everyone typically tries is something called motivational training. And, man, motivational training is a ton of fun. You know, we'll do motivational training. We're hired to be keynote speakers at conferences all the time, and there's a huge upside to motivational training. You've seen some, Dawn. How does it feel?
Oh, it's warm, fuzzy, and exciting.
Man, your heart's just racing. Your adrenaline is pumping. And you leave that room believing that you can accomplish absolutely anything. And motivation has its place. You know, the crazy thing is anyone listening into this program, I can guarantee you they don't need motivation or they wouldn't be listening in. That's not really what they're looking for. And motivation is a great thing. We can all use a good dose of motivation in our lives now and then. But anyone that's ever experienced motivational training also knows the inherent downside of motivational training. And what's that?
Fizzles fast.
Yeah, it doesn't last. You walk out in the parking lot and somebody's keyed the side of your new car, or you get home and find your kids had a party in your living room and trashed it while you were gone. Or you come home from the national convention to find out that your key player in your organization has been recruited away by somebody in another company. It's tough to be motivated. You know, if you've ever met anybody with a kid with a drug problem, I don't know how you stay motivated with a scenario like that in your life, because motivation tends to only work as long as the circumstances in life put themselves in perfect alignment to support you in staying motivated.
Absolutely. And that was the perfect segue for our next commercial break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Savage Smokes is a new site on the scene dedicated to the trending electronic cigarette industry. If you are looking into e-cigs as an alternative to tobacco and have been disappointed by the ones you picked up at the gas station, or you kept your money in your pocket because you didn't know which one to buy, head to SavageSmokes.com for honest and up-to-date electronic cigarette reviews on most e-cigs you see on the shelves. You've been listening to the Dash Radio Show with hosts Don Wright DeBronce and Peter Mingles.
Thanks for tuning in. To follow our every move, here's what to do. First, click follow at the top of our show. Then, hop on over and subscribe to our blog at www.the-radioshow.com. Text DASH to 37404 for our upcoming mobile experience. And like us on facebook.com/the-radio. And now, back to the show.
Okay, so for those of you who are just tuning in right now, make sure that you definitely go over to dashradioshow.com, grab this whole episode, and listen to it from the beginning. But if you're just tuning back in, we are with Scott Pullen, who has been one of my friends and mentors for the past 20 years in network marketing, and he is working with a fantastic company that I've been in love with for over a decade called Clemmer & Associates. So get on over to clemmer.com. Give them a call, tell them you heard about them on the Dash, and make sure that you get in to do some of this work. It's truly some of the most fantastic work you could do for yourself, your family, and your business. Scott, give them your phone number.
All right, corporate number is 800-577-5447.
Okay, and I still didn't write it down, so you're going to have to do that again at the next commercial.
No problem.
Okay.
One of the few things I have memorized over the years.
Good, good. So tell us about these three things, these three ways to create change.
So the first one, if you were with us in the last segment, was something called motivation, which is fabulous. Just know anytime that you're experiencing good motivational training, just know it's not the last, it's not enough on its own to produce a large amount of change in a short period of time. So inevitably what happens is once people get frustrated trying to motivate their team or be motivated to produce results, they tend to call our office asking for another type of training called how-to training. And in this industry, you've heard the how-to training. It's about how to develop a contact list, you know, how to follow up, how to do presentations, you know, how to calculate your compensation with the compensation plan, you know, how to do a presentation. There are a ton of how-tos. Well, here's part of the struggle. One of them is we're not the expert on all the how-tos. You or the leaders in your company are already the expert in all the how-tos. And no one is keeping it a secret how to be successful in network marketing. I always find it interesting, if you go to a network marketing conference, every presenter has their 5, 6, 7, you know, fail-proof tips on how to be successful in the business. Nobody's keeping it a secret. We all know the basic things we need to do to be successful, just like in losing weight, just like stopping smoking, any of those things. No one's keeping it a secret how to do that. The inherent problem becomes, and man, any woman that's on this call that's married or has children already knows the downside of how-to training, and that is people don't do what they're told. We don't do what we know we need to do, even when we know it's in our best interest to do it. You know, if at a conference someone gave, you know, 12 tips to financial success in network marketing, and there were 1,000 people in the audience, how many of the 1,000, Don, do you think would go home and actually do those 12 things to guarantee their success?
Small fraction.
Yeah, it tends to be a fraction of 1%. And we see that over and over again. So usually when people get really frustrated not producing results with those first two types of training, that's when they come looking for a company like Clemmer & Associates, because they're looking for something that's different. What we provide is a type of training called experiential learning. So it's learning based on having an experience, and then from that experience, shifting core belief systems or programs to produce different results. Here's the way that Brian used to explain it to me. If you'll just think in terms of the number 99 and think of it as a percentage, Brian used to say 99% of the decisions you think you're making in life, you're not making. Man, that'll frustrate somebody to hear that, because if it's true, what I just suggested is their life is out of control. And even if they're making 49% of their decisions, their life's still out of control. The frustrating thing is people want to have some level of control, but they're not making their decisions. For instance, the people that are listening in on this program tonight, I'm going to suggest they didn't choose to listen in. Whichever company they're with, they didn't choose what company to be with. They're not choosing who to prospect or how to prospect. If they're married and have children, they didn't choose to get married, and they didn't choose how many children to have. They're not choosing. Something else is choosing for them that they're totally unaware of. And oftentimes people struggle. It's like, you know, they'll look at you like deer in the headlights. You know, how can that be true? And there's always one question you can ask anyone that absolutely 100% of the time will flat out show that you're not choosing. And that's if you'll simply ask yourself if you're making all the money you'd like to be making, or if you're making all the difference you'd like to be making. And the answer inevitably is no, they're not. If that's true, you're not choosing. How do we know that, Dawn?
Because if they were choosing, they'd be making all the money that they want to be making.
Absolutely. If they were choosing, they'd be making all the difference or money they'd like to be choosing. So to help people understand that, we do a little training, a little analogy using a pair of sunglasses. And since we're all about big and results, we don't just use a tiny little stylish pair of sunglasses. We tend to use what people, when I was in Lafayette, Louisiana yesterday, called Mardi Gras glasses.
Or Elton John glasses.
There you go. They're the big, goofy looking, maybe pink or yellow glasses with big green lenses in them. So we'll put one of those on, and then the analogy goes like this. Imagine I was born 51 years ago wearing a tiny little pair of green sunglasses, and I've never had them off in 51 years. I've never experienced the world without them. It obviously would change the way I saw the world. So if I met Peter, for instance, and Peter was wearing a white shirt, as long as I'm wearing those glasses, I would only see his shirt as green. Peter couldn't convince me, talk me, motivate me, or use any technique in the world to get me to see it any other way than I already see it. Well, by using those sunglasses at Clemmer & Associates, we call them sunglasses. Elsewhere in the world, you hear them called belief systems, programs, paradigms, or maybe subconscious programs. And for all of us, we're not choosing. In other words, we're not making conscious choices moment by moment during the day to produce or not produce results in our life. Those sunglasses, those programs or belief systems are choosing for us. And you've seen examples of them. You've met people out there in the world, especially in direct sales or network marketing, that say, I don't have a background in sales, so I can't be successful. Or maybe they have a set of sunglasses that says, you know, I'm too old to really make much of a difference. Or the converse of that, I'm too young to really be effective and have influence with people. Or a very common set of sunglasses would be a subconscious belief system that says, I'm really not worthy of huge success or financial abundance in my life, which produces people that sabotage results and limit their own success over and over and over again. So what we can spend a little bit of time doing, maybe after the next break, is helping people, one, in finding out how they can identify what subconscious programs or belief systems they have, and once you've identified what they are, how you can help overcome those to produce better results.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we've got some time between now. We've got another 9 minutes, 8 minutes. So do we have some we can do with them now?
Absolutely. So let's just use an example. Imagine that you're working with someone. Here's one that I think is just classic. Picture someone doing a speech at a national convention. The person's in a nice suit, nice dress. They're standing up at the podium. They're looking out there at the audience. I think there's one common message in every convention speech I've ever heard, and it goes something along the lines of, if I can do it,
you can do it.
We hear it time and time again, and it's absolutely true. It's totally true that if the person standing on the stage can do it, anyone out there in the audience can do it, and they will tell you, they are as human and have as big of flaws as anyone sitting out there in the crowd. But just imagine what happens. The words from the stage are, if I can do it, you can do it. What do you think is running through the mind, or more importantly than that, the subconscious mind, the subconscious thinking of the people that are sitting out in the audience?
Oh. Definitely. Go ahead, Scott. I was totally distracted.
No problem. So I was just saying. So the person on the stage is saying, "If I can do it, you can do it."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to suggest for the people that are sitting out in the audience, for most of them, they have running for them some version of what I call the yeah buts.
Oh yes.
Yeah, but you were born into a successful family. Yeah, but you have a higher degree. Yeah, but you're a published artist. Yeah, but you have a background in sales or nutrition. Or yeah, but You know, you were a car salesman or an encyclopedia salesman. Of course you could be successful in this business. We all have sunglasses or belief systems, subconscious programs that keep us from seeing solutions or possibilities that are right there in front of our face. And we have tens of thousands of those sunglasses. I know that for me, I've been doing this work specifically for 10 years. I have sunglasses that I've identified and I've been able to shift to produce different results, and I still have sunglasses I've been working on for 10 years. I've not yet completely overcome, and more than likely, I still have, you know, thousands and thousands of sunglasses or limiting belief systems I've still not identified in my life. So how do you go about identifying belief systems or programs? With the work we do, we have such a great system. We allow people an opportunity to come to one of our seminars. They do all the work and they pay us. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Great system, huh? And the reason is it's a lot like going to the gym. Wouldn't do you much good to go to the gym and sit on a bench and watch other people lift weights hoping that you're going to grow muscle. The work has to be done by you to identify what your belief systems are or your sunglasses are. So we tell people your job in attending, and your job in life, basically, or specifically in one of our seminars, is your job is to play detective. And as a detective, what you're looking for is to be able to identify your sunglasses. You know, I always think of the old Columbo, the guy that came across as a total buffoon, but in the end he always found the answer. And as a detective, there are always two clues you're looking for to identify your belief systems or your programs, and those two things that you're looking for are your behaviors and your feelings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. We are right about there. It is time to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back for the rest with Scott Pullen at The Dash.
Are you in a rut about your taxes? No more with this simple template. Your business deserves the best, and so do you. Try our simple bookkeeping formula. You'll look organized, find your receipts, and you might even get a write-off. One thing is for sure, you'll thank us. Visit bit.ly/the-taxes. That's bit.ly/DASH taxes. You've been listening to The Dash Radio Show with hosts Don Wright DeBrons and Peter Mingles.
Thanks for tuning in. To follow our every move, here's what to do. First, click follow at the top of our show. Then, hop on over and subscribe to our blog at www.thedashradioshow.com. Text DASH to 37404 for our upcoming mobile experience. And like us on facebook.com/thedashradio. And now, back to the show. Welcome back for our last segment with D. Scott Pullen for this part one of this fantastic, fantastic playtime that we get to do. I asked Scott to come on because I have been completely in love with personal development. It is what brought me from point A to point B to point C to point D and all the way through my entrepreneurial career and gotten me through some of the toughest times in my life. And it's something that I source every single day. The leadership seminars I did 10 years ago is something that every single day something comes up for me that I go back and I touch and I source again and again and again. And so every step of the way, every single one of us in entrepreneurism, we need something to cling to and to stake into the ground and to go ahead and hang on the wall. And as Peter reminds me and giggles, you know, I have this gold cow patty that is hung on my wall, and he makes fun of me because I paid $125 for it. It's been on my wall for the past 12 years. But that cow patty from William Penn Patrick's ranch reminds me when I'm in my stuff every single day and reminds me to get out of my stuff so that I can keep moving in a positive direction in my life. And those triggers and those trainings have been the most important thing that have gotten me where I am in my life, which is exactly where I want to be in my life. And if you're not exactly where you want to be in your life, then pay attention. Get a notebook and be writing everything down. And then when you're done, I'm going to get bossy and tell you to go to Clemmer.com. And then you're going to call this phone number tomorrow. Give them the phone number, Scott.
It's 800-577-5447.
There you go. And get into their next class. They have a bunch of them all over the place. There's always something to plug into. And these guys are committed to your results. And, you know, there's a really amazing thing that happens when someone else is committed to your goal with you. And that's that you can't wiggle out of it very easy, because you become accountable to the other person who's committed to your goal with you. One of the most valuable things I ever got was I did something called PLD, and it was a 90-day goal-setting program. 32 people all entered the program, and 32 people had to get every goal that they wrote down day one by the end of 90 days, or the whole team lost. And so there were some really amazing things that happened, very interesting 90 days, the most highly productive 90 days of my life. I don't think I'd ever do it again if I had to, but what was amazing is when 32 other people are going to, or 31 other people were going to lose if I quit on my goal, there's an awful lot of motivation.
Well, so, I think more important was it wasn't about the goal, or how hard you worked in the process of creating it. If that were the case, you'd finish the program and just go, I'm never working that hard again for the rest of my life. It's more about the person you became in the process.
Absolutely.
Of creating it, and the process or the technique that you got a secret that you can apply in your life to produce bigger results, and that's the very secret we're going to share on the program here tomorrow evening.
Absolutely. And truly, I can't really get across. I tell people all the time, they hear me all the time talk about Psy, talk about Clemmer, talk about the work and doing the work and got to get back to the work. And I met Dan Dore in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, and I'm
great
doing
guy.
Personal coaching. He's coaching me privately
yep.
right now. It's like every step of the way, 10 years later, 12 years later, I'm still steeped in the work, doing the work. And for those of you who might have a really tough day or a really tough year or a really tough month, or you lose your job and you got to look for another one, or your company goes away and you got to find another one, or your marriage is either on the rocks or gone and maybe you don't ever want to find another one, or you're looking to save the one you've got, there are all of these things that every single day in our lives we encounter, and they get very loud. Those things are very, very, yeah. very loud, and the failures are loud, and the haters are loud, and the pain in our bodies and our minds and our wallets and their fears and all of those things are loud. And if you don't have anyone else screaming the good stuff that you can do it louder, then, you know, we tend to disappear in all of it. By the time we hit 40 and 50 and, you know, all those things become so loud and we become so tired that, you know, we're all limping along in our new little MLM program for $50 that we just got into. And for our $50 and 15 minutes, we want to make $50,000 or the company failed us again. And it's all about everybody else. And, you know, we get all that baggage, Scott. There's a lot of baggage that you can stuff into a trunk by the time you're 40.
Well, probably the biggest and heaviest of all that baggage is the inevitable feeling most people are left with, that if they're not succeeding or they haven't achieved the level they want to achieve, there must be something wrong with them. I've got really good news for them. There's nothing wrong with them. They're not the problem. The problem is the sunglasses, the belief systems. You know, Brian used to say, you hear all the time, the best indicator of someone's future is their past. And Brian used to say that's just absolutely no true. There is no correlation between your past and your future as long as you're willing to identify and shift your programs, your sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. So what do they need to do? How do we get them started? We've got a good 10 minutes right now.
Awesome. So here are several things you could do. One is there are several tools we have available through Clemmer. There's a great book that has the chapter that was the three R's that destroy relationships. The first thing that introduced me to the work, it's in a great book entitled, here's a million-dollar title for a book. If how-tos were enough, we'd all be skinny, rich, and happy. They're available on the Clemmer website. And I'll share with you, Brian put off writing a book for 20 years for a very simple reason, and that is for most people, they'll read a book, think they know the answer, and then absolutely nothing changes. What we do is we provide seminars or experiential work where you have an opportunity to have an experience based on that experience in playing detective in identifying your behaviors and your feelings, identifying those programs that are holding you back. And boy, here's something really valuable I've learned in life. There are basically two places to have experiences. One place is out there in what's called the laboratory of life or the school of hard knocks. Man, we'll all have the experiences we're meant to have eventually, but those experiences tend to come at a really high price. You've probably met people like a gentleman that says, you know what, I finally figured out women, but he's in his fourth marriage. Or someone that says, I finally figured out finances, and they've been through five bankruptcies. Life will give you ample opportunity to have experience. I've just found that out there in the school of hard knocks, life has this habit of giving you the test first, and then the lesson afterwards. It's a really expensive and ineffective way to get the lessons that are going to really propel you forward in life. What we offer, and like you said, we're not the only company in the world that does it, but we're one of the companies out there, and I think we have a really unique twist in how we present the work, is we provide people with an opportunity in a safe environment at a fraction of the price that life is going to charge to have an opportunity to have an experience, play detective, identify your belief systems. What's really fun about this process, it has for me two things. One is, as I've done this personal development work, and I've been on this journey to discover my sunglasses, I found that if I'll start working on myself and I bump into a pair, I can remove a set of sunglasses that has limited my perception of reality or prevented me from seeing solutions. I can remove them in a fraction of a second versus having to learn lessons over and over and over out there in life. To me, the second most valuable part of it is I get a better understanding of who I am. And to me, the irony is, you've heard a million times, if you're in sales, regardless what you're selling, you're really selling yourself. After having worked with about 10,000 people, I find it really interesting that for most of us walking around out there in the world, we have no idea who we are. We'll define ourselves by someone's parents, someone's spouse, maybe political affiliation or religion, but we really don't have a sense at a core level in terms of the qualities that define us who we are as a human being. And this is an opportunity to really be clear on who you are so that you can sell yourself to the rest of the world and create a bigger difference.
Agree.
So here's an offer to everyone. The book is great. If you'll call the Clemmer office, I have given them a code. Don gave me this brilliant code. You won't forget it. The code is DASH, D-A-S-H. So if you call the Clemmer office in the next few days and give them the code DASH. The folks in the office, I have okayed them giving you the single lowest tuition price we've ever offered for one of our personal mastery weekends, and we do them all over the country. I'll be in Dubai in 2.5 weeks doing it, so all over the world as well. We'll offer you one of our personal mastery weekends for $395. Wow. Which is probably less than Don and I paid when we went to ours
12 years ago.
So take advantage of it. You deserve it, and so does your team.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And can they see where these are? They all going on in California, Scott? There's only
one
location? No?
We're all over. We tend to be doing, you know, 1 to 4 different personal mastery weekends on any given weekend. If they'll, again, go to clemmer.com, click on workshops, and then personal mastery, there'll be a whole listing there. And if there's not something close to you, man, we're always looking for the right leader in the right area to invite us in, and we'll work with your downline so they have a better sense of who they are, and they support you in producing the results you're committed to creating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, guys, it'll be the best money and the best time you've ever spent. I can promise you that. I look back on 12 years ago when I heard about this work, and I went looking for it. And sure enough, it was 2 offices away from me when I kept going, has anyone heard of this? Has anyone heard of this? And it was the vice president of the company I was working for said, did you just ask me about Psy? And I went, yeah. And the next thing you know, there I was in a basic within less than 24 hours, because if you look, what you're looking for will suddenly present itself to you every single time. And, you know, Clemmer and Scott are just, you know, these guys are really good friends. They are masters at the work that they do. And there are some really amazing concepts out there that if you can just eat them and sleep them and drink them for a little while, magic will open up to you that you have at your fingertips and at your disposal now, and you just don't know how to operate within it. So, highly recommend in every possible way. Peter Mingles, are you here?
Peter's right here.
There you are.
I get so deep into listening to this stuff because it brings me back to when I saw Brian for the very first time. So there were 2 lessons. First of all, Scott, great. I'm like a sponge, and I write things down, and I take more notes, and I write things down, and I take more notes, and I realize...
Good, because I'm like a fire hose. We're a good match.
You're good. I mean, you're good at this. And I remember from my experiences, there are 2 lessons that I learned that, in my opinion, everyone experiences them. And if you don't apply the 2 that I learned, or at least I know, and I can recognize, every personal success or every personal tragedy can probably be somehow pointed back to these 2 lessons that I learned. And one of them was the sunglasses, when Brian did the sunglasses. And the second was the game, the red-black game.
Absolutely.
I would say, I mean, if you really are observing what's happening everywhere and you really get it, then you can probably go back to and say, there's where the sunglasses is being applied and there's the game. Mm-hmm. So for, you know, I went to your seminar 2001. Maybe you were there, maybe you weren't. But that was my first Clemmer seminar. And I'm sharing with you those lessons that we learned, I've applied, I can't say every day, but I will say every day, because I don't know which ones I didn't. You know what I mean? There might be some wiggle room in a decade and a half. But it's not something you can always catch in a book. It's not always something you could see on a YouTube video.
That's true.
Something, though, once it's tattooed on your brain, when you go to one of those personal mastery seminars, it's worth everything. So for anybody that might be thinking, struggling, whatever, should I go, whatever, I'm just going to say, man, it made a tattoo, an imprint, or whatever you want to say on my brain where I can say, you know what, every personal or professional tragedy or success that I see, those 2 lessons, I mean, that's it. Now you got a whole bunch of other stuff that you'll learn as well, but if it was just those 2, it would be well worth it. So
you couldn't pay me enough to forget those 2 or the one we're going to cover tomorrow.
Absolutely. All right. So that was it. So everybody... be back here, same bat time, same bat channel, for those of you who are old enough to remember that. And we will see you tomorrow night on the Dash and for take 2 of Scott Pullen. And make sure that you get everybody you know to listen to this 2-part series. Send it out on audio, and the archives will be here for you if you aren't able to make it here live. So have a great one, and we will see you here tomorrow at the Dash.
Thanks again, Don and Peter.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for listening to the show. At The Dash, we know that your time is precious, and your choosing to spend it with us means a lot.
To get reminders for our live shows that happen every Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, click follow on the top of any show.
Also, subscribe to our blog for articles, inspirations, and great products and services for your ever-growing business at thedashradio.com.
For upcoming mobile experience, text DASH to 37404. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedashradio.
Again, thanks for spending some of your DASH with us. We look forward to talking with you again soon.